97.9 The Kill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. And Victor, before we start, you got trends.
All right.
I know you're excited about trends.
I mean, I was going to say something about how it's always nice to be here, but I guess we're just going to jump right into whatever
you got. Is it always nice to be here?
It is. It is literally always nice to be here.
I like it. I want to talk about inflatable Christmas decorations.
Okay.
And the reason I want to talk about this is because we are in a neighborhood. Like, Brad and I live in a neighborhood in, like, central Durham where there's not a lot of houses that do Christmas decorations, but the ones that do, a lot of them tend to go for the inflatable, like, yard decorations. Mm. And there are two different houses, like, within a block of each other that both have motorcycle Santas. Have you seen these?
I've not seen the motorcycle Santa.
So it's an inflatable, like, Santa on a motorcycle that, like, two houses in the neighborhood have. And I was struck by the coincidence of two different houses practically side by side both deciding to go all in on motorcycle Santas. And then the other day, I looked a little bit more closely and I realized that the motorcycle Santa at house number one is not the same as the motorcycle Santa in house number. Motorcycle Santa in house number two.
I have Googled it now, and I'm looking at a wide selection of motorcycle Santas.
Has little peppermint wheels, and another one doesn't. There is like a competitive market for inflatable motorcycle Santas.
I'm actually looking at the peppermint wheel Santa.
The peppermint wheel one is better.
I like the peppermint wheel Santa a lot. It's more highly detailed.
Yeah.
It's got a little motorcycle name on the gas tank.
Like,
it's a really cool thing. However, my favorite Santa of the inflatable variety on a motorcycle that I'm looking at has a sidecar with a reindeer in it.
I haven't seen that one.
That is a high-quality inflatable motorcycle Santa.
House A that doesn't have peppermint wheel also has an inflatable nativity.
An inflatable nativity scene is a little bit of a cop-out, in my opinion. Either have the statues or don't.
It's Mary and Joseph holding a baby on the porch, and, like, right in front of them is motorcycle Santa. And as Brad said, I have to give him credit for it. Oh, yeah, he's bringing them gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I love that this was all set up. It was nothing but exposition to get to frankincense and
anyway, that's
my
trend.
That's trends and a joke all in one. What am I even here for? I'm simply a receptive audience.
What else is happening?
Heck, I might as well follow up on some past trends since that's clearly our feature.
Done.
I am delighted to report that Goblin Mode is indeed now officially the 2022 Oxford Word of the Year, which means I also have a formal definition for you thanks to the Oxford Dictionary.
Yes.
Goblin Mode, a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy, typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations.
So, you know, most of us.
I mean,
yeah,
most like humans on occasion, at least once per month, if I had to put a label on it, with a insightful comment saying that Goblin Mode is essentially thinking, what would Danny DeVito's character in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia do? And I think that that is an accurate appraisal of the vibe.
What would Danny DeVito do if he was here today?
Is that a song? Is that an actual song? Or did you make that up?
No, I mean, that's what would Brian Boitano do from South Park?
See, if only I watched South Park. How much time is left in trends?
A minute.
A minute?
Now I want to pull up the Brian Boitano song.
Don't pull up the Brian Boitano song. And instead, listen to me when I say that the maker of TGI Friday's mozzarella sticks is currently under a lawsuit, yet another food lawsuit, for not doing what you said you're going to do, because those mozzarella sticks do not indeed contain mozzarella.
They are
100% white cheddar.
What?
And I think that that is funny. It's also funny that the federal judge denied motions from both of the defendants to dismiss the case and actively is pushing it forward. I love the idea of a federal judge going, you know, we need to dig more into this mozzarella stick case. I think that that's very fun, and I look forward to seeing where exactly this goes. Court documents describing the tensile strength of mozzarella versus cheddar, highlighting the differences in our two cheeses when specifically breaded and fried, is some documentation that I look forward to reading.
So what happens when you file a lawsuit in Wisconsin?
Yeah, right? We get serious about our cheese over here.
I paid for mozzarella sticks.
It actually is in Illinois, so it's not that far away.
Right?
Yeah. Like, you were real close.
Chicago.
You were real close.
The cheese capital of southern Wisconsin, 100%.
So, yeah. And all this comes from Joseph, an Illinois resident who purchased a pack of the mozzarella sticks on Amazon and actually read the ingredients.
Does it say cheddar in the ingredients?
It does not say mozzarella, so Joseph dug a little deeper.
Is this like, you buy it, but it says like mozzarella, but there's only one Z in mozzarella?
So,
like, you know, if you go to like the frozen food section and you buy like frozen chicken wings, it's actually spelled Wings, Wyngz, and like every single frozen chicken wing is spelled that way, and I assume that's because it's not really chicken.
Doesn't Breyer say frozen dairy dessert on
probably
their ice cream?
At some
or
point.
Something along those lines, which is how Tillamook like markets it. Anyway, we're not here to advertise products. That's trans.